You might have the most gifts. You might have the greatest knowledge and understanding of what you want to do in the field of ministry or in workplace or whatever it is. But just understand, since God had waited for you to build up that wisdom, to build up that knowledge, to build up that understanding of what you desire to be or become, the time when it do come, you be fully prepared for what God has in store for you.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace, listen and learn.
Welcome back to the Stop by Grace podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Richard A. Urban. And man, I'm so happy to have y'all back once again. And man, I was looking at the podcast and on the calendar of the timeline where last time I had recorded an episode or even uploaded an episode. And it was probably about a year ago exactly from the time of recording this, which is August. And I didn't realize it was that long. It felt like a shorter time, but at the same time, it felt like a long time. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But basically, it felt long. And the reason it took so long, because I know people, this is going to be the first episode to come out before I release any other episode, so this makes sense to talk about why it has been so long since I released the episode. But the reason it became so long is because a lot of things transition in my life. If you have watched, by the time this episode come out, our podcast on me and my wife's podcast, we have not subscribed or follow our couple's marriage podcast, the One Flesh podcast. I will link it down below in the description below, so you can follow it if you listen to on Spotify, listen to an Apple podcast, or listen to on YouTube. You can go over there, subscribe, and or follow for and we have a lot of content already on there. That's about 15 or 20 episodes already up there. So, and by that time come up, about to be even more. So definitely, if you are single, married, whatever, looking to be married, dating, whatever you're looking for as far as relationship advice or single advice, make sure to check out our One Flesh podcast to get here for what we got to say as we are a married couple and also we dated and we were both single. So it makes sense that we could talk about it. But anyways, regarding this podcast, I have not released the episode in a while for a number of reasons. For one, by the time I had seen this episode, you were here to announce that me and my wife actually had a baby. Yes, we had a baby boy. His name is Richard Isaac Urban. He's technically actually the fourth, but my middle name is different. It's a whole long story. But it's been a while. But I think it's God's timing. That's why this episode is called God's timing. It's called time. Perfect time. I don't know what I'm going to title it. It's going to be something with time. I know that for sure. But anyways, I had a recent conversation with a brother that I don't know if I say mentoring. I mean, he looks up to me. I was talking to him when he came over to record some content for the YouTube channel. And he's going to transition right now where he wants to be more involved in the church and be a part of the ministry and the music aspect, audio aspect. But as I was speaking to him, God was speaking to me personally. I was just saying what I was feeling. I was feeling the same thing. I was telling him that the timing that we in our minds think is not always aligned with God's timing. Actually, it's never pretty much 90% of the time aligned with God's timing. But as we walk in life and we look at life, we see that God's timing is perfect. In John chapter 7, after this, Jesus went around in Galilee and he did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders were there looking for a way to kill him. You see that? But that's the key thing. Looking for a way to kill him. Let's remember that and keep that in mind right there. Verse 1. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works you do." So they asked him to tell them, "Hey, go there, because they want to see your works that you do. They want to see you do this thing." But he says, "No one wants to become a public figure, act in secret. since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world, for even his own brothers did not believe in him. So then he said, therefore, Jesus said to them, my time is not yet here for you. Any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works of evil are works of evil. You go to the festival. I am not. Then he says, going on to this festival because my time has not yet fully come. After he had made this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers and left to the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. So, two times in this particular chapter, it says secret. And this is why Jesus went in secret, because they wanted him to be publicly announced, but publicly to spread the works of God. But Jesus knew that it wasn't his fully time yet. My time has not yet fully come. Just keep that for a minute. Just let that sink in right quick. Jesus, being the Son of God, understood the will of his Father. God's thoughts, God's plans, and God's ways is higher than our thoughts, our plans, and our ways. We cannot understand God's plans fully. God will only tell you what he wants to tell you because he's God. And he can make that decision if he wants to because he's God. We cannot tell God, God, no, you need to tell me now. You need to do this now. You need to move now. You need to give me the job now. We cannot do that. We cannot make God move if he don't want to move. Now, you could plead with God, and God may be merciful to move You could plead with God, and God might be merciful to move, but he's going to do it because he wants to, not because you made him to. That timing is key. And Jesus understood that, the Son of God. So we ourselves personally, as followers of Christ, to follow the same understanding as Christ. Timing is according to God's time. So as you listen today, you might be saying, why not now? Why not here? Why I have to wait? And what I explained to him was that if God had to move in the time that you are now, or even before now, just know that what God wants for you is even greater later. You say, why is that? Well, think about it. If it's a job or opportunity that you want and you have a desire for it, and it's lining up with God's plan, just know that it's going to be greater later. This is why. If God would have gave you the opportunity or desire that you had before, the same wisdom, the same knowledge, the same skill, the same mindset, the maturity level, every single thing that I'm describing right now would not have been the same in the past. Either 5 years ago, a year ago, whenever you ask God for that blessing that you were asking him for, that desire that you had, it would not have been the same now or in the future. It's going to be better later. That's a great word. God has dropped that. I made it up. I didn't actually say that to him, but that makes sense now. So I said that to because he wanted the opportunity, but if he got it in the past, he might have been gifted. You might have the most gifts. You might have the greatest knowledge and understanding of what you want to do in the field of ministry or in workplace or whatever it is, or being a husband or a wife or whatever you want and desire from God. But just understand that since God had waited for you to build up that wisdom, to build up that knowledge, to build up that understanding of what you desire to be or become, the time when it do come, you'll be fully prepared for what God has in store for you. That's a whole word right there. Listen to what I said. You'll be fully prepared for what God has in store for you. So when that opportunity comes, when that blessing comes, when that desire that you want it comes on the right time, in the right moment, when God wants it, just know that you'll be fully prepared with even more wisdom, even more knowledge, and more understanding to be able to bear what God has for you in store in the future. I believe that this episode that I'm uploading right now is God's perfect timing for you. As you are listening, as you are waiting for the opportunity or blessing or desire that God has for you, just know that God's timing is going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect. He's going to grant you opportunity that you, it probably be even greater opportunity that you even expected. You probably want to be a co-manager or assistant manager of the store. But God says, just wait a little bit. You've been working with the manager. You've been working with the vice man. You've been working with the assistant manager. You've been working with your coworkers. The people, the supervisor has seen you do great works. Just wait. And that opportunity that you wait for assistant manager, it might be manager. It might be the supervisor above the manager. See, people cannot comprehend of God's plan and divine move in people's life. They can't comprehend it. Because one day, just think about it. If you do get that position of being a manager and you didn't even step in the footsteps, you didn't have the title of assistant manager, you just went straight to manager. Imagine what people are going to think. They'll say, what does this person have that I don't? I've been working my butt off and all these things, but this person's been working their butt off too. And not only that, he's been faithful. She's been faithful to where she is. That's the main thing. So don't never underestimate what God's timing is. Because what God's timing is, I'm pretty sure it's going to be better later. It's going to be better later. And God stopped every other opportunity that you wanted, that you desired for. If it was a woman or a man that you had your eyes on, or a job opportunity, or a car, whatever it is, just know that God has something better later. Because his timing is perfect. And the only reason God stopped it is because it was
stopped by grace.
Hey, thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. If you're new to the channel, subscribe to the channel if you're new. And if you're new to listening to the podcast, make sure to follow us on Spotify if you listen to Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or any podcast platform that you listen to. And make sure to share this episode with somebody to encourage them to know truly what God's perfect time it is. God bless you all.